Okay, welcome to another TSB Watch Along. Oregon is playing Oklahoma State this week, so it only makes sense that we would watch the 2008 Holiday Bowl, the only other time Oregon has played Oklahoma State. So, I am Alex, he is King, he is Ski. If you need information on how to watch these games with us when we do them live, then you can join our Discord. I post links and stuff in there. And, you know, we generally will vote on a game to watch if there isn't a pertinent one for the team they're playing that week. But in this case, obviously, this was the obvious choice. So Sportsbury and Discord, if you want to do that sort of thing. By the way, when these are done, I post them in podcast form and on YouTube on Sundays. So if you miss them live, you can always watch them later. All of that good stuff. And if you're watching them later right now, cool. Thanks. All right. What? Oh, by the way, before I get into it, we do not allow the audio because the audio and video, like in our Twitch stream and our audio stream, because we don't want to get sued and we don't want to get cease and desist. So that's why we have like our little Google Meet thing where I play the game. There aren't any commercials and we can all sort of watch it together. So just if FYI, you will never hear the game. You will never see the game on our stream. So we don't get in trouble because I don't want to get in trouble. Everything we do in life is to avoid getting yelled at. And so that's what I'm doing here. So as we do, what are your memories of this game? Boys.
Well, I got it wrong from our trivia because I could have swore Blunt had a big game.
He had a big run.
He had a big run, but I thought he had a big game on top of it, but apparently yeah. He had an okay game. Nope.
Oh, King, you were muted. And maybe just unmute yourself on everything. While you figure that out, I'll give my big takeaways, because it was like what WCP said in the chat, the Masoli truck stick, yes, and the TJ Ward hit on Zach Robinson. Those are the two big ones for me. Obviously, Blunt's like hurdle and score was an incredible play too, but those are the TJ Ward hit is one of the biggest hits like in the history of Oregon football. It is like legendary. So here, let me see if I can fix your audio, King. Let's see. You're unmuted there. Let me see. We're gonna have a nice sweet edit point here. Looks like it's in.
Yeah, looks like it is Discord mute.
That's weird. Huh.
Nope, I went away. Talk, King.
Hi.
Yeah, we're okay. There you go. All right. Cool. So we were just waiting patiently for your thoughts on this 2008 Holiday Bowl. Just fucking with you. So what are your memories of this game?
I have a funny one. So we watched this game. Ski, you were there. I don't know. Not a core memory for you. We watched this at Casa de Mansion de Oasis of Doug Wolf.
Oh, correct? All right. Yeah. Yeah.
And we're sitting there and it's halftime and we're talking and there was an awkward pause and he goes, I understand your dad just died. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good ducks.
I can understand why that wasn't a core memory for myself.
It was. Because his house wasn't finished yet. So he was like showing us like this is gonna be the arcade or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, we're the only two here. And he's like,
So I understand your dad just died.
Dad's really dead,
all,
huh?
All you could say? Is that it?
You're right.
That's all you got for him.
Right.
Well, you got to fill those awkward holes.
awesome guy. He was just doing, he was filling space.
He was doing his best. Sometimes your best just isn't good enough. Yep. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yikes. Yeah. Booble says the TJ Ward hit is what he remembers too. I remember sort of, because I had like the game on my DVR and I had the audio of Jerry calling it too. And I remember just this game is one of those games and the Oregon State game that year too, where I just like would watch them over and over again and listen to them over and over again, because they were easily the two most fun wins for Oregon that season. And really like, Until the War for the Roses the next year too, but like, goddamn, this game was fun. And so, I guess should we watch it? We ready?
Drink it out.
All right, let's do it. I am so viewer/listener. If you are syncing it up, I am pressing play now.
Is this just another like highlight video
highlight package? Yep. But we got scores by both teams in this one, so that's
nice. All right,
that's a nice change. Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing I kind of do remember was that Oklahoma State kind of got off to a hot start, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like 14 nothing, maybe.
Very much again. I guess not again. Dez. So Kendall Hunter. Let's see. Dez Bryant and Zach Robinson. Oh. Like Dez Bryant just thoroughly abused Jarris Bird, Walter Thurman, like the entire game. Like they had no chance of stopping him.
Well, I mean, that first play they showed was a 20-yard cushion they were giving him. It's like,
there's a reason, because he's ended up being an elite NFL wide receiver. Like Jarris Bird, Pro Bowl safety, right? Yeah, speed option. Look at that shit.
God, that was a slow developing play.
Yep. So let's see. Early first quarter, Oklahoma State driving.
Oh, I missed the old bottom line where Ed Werder's reporting some sort of breaking news.
Uh-huh. Yeah, would you guys chill on the bottom line already?
God, it's so grainy.
It's so grainy. I know.
So funny.
And it's weird that it's grainy sometimes and not grainy other times. All right, backwards pass, Jeff Mail.
Yep.
Gonna give it back to Masoli. Let's see. Who's that? Jameer Holland?
Jameer Holland, yeah.
Masoli in the number two jersey. Very funny.
Very, yep. There's Kelly.
Future head coach.
Aliotti in the booth. Masoli actually getting sacked, which didn't happen very often.
I feel like this was a classic allow a Lottie game. I feel like Oklahoma State probably had 500 yards, 600 yards of offense.
No, dude, Oklahoma State wins this game if Dez Bryant doesn't get hurt. I'm pretty sure.
Well, but then, how do you think that duck drive ended there? That the big play on that flea flicker.
Sack. Yeah.
That was a Masoli sack.
Wait, is 19? I wasn't like, no, it couldn't have been. See, that's not like Todd Doxie, is it? Those are the only 19s I ever saw. Like,
I don't think Todd Doxie ever.
I don't think
really
he played, right?
Played.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I know. Don't go down
like,
that.
I was like, don't say it. Don't say it, Alex. Don't say it. All right, so Dez Bryant scores. Oklahoma State up 10-0. What would be Dez Bryant's only score of the game?
Lottie just can't win these games. What the fuck, man?
And then here's
he can't win the big games.
Look at Jeremiah Johnson.
Oh, that's the run.
Yeah.
Yes.
A little jump cut there.
Nasty. Look at the blocking, too. Jason Williams, Jeff Mail. That's a tough
Mail not
boys.
Getting there to make that an easy walk-in touchdown. Boys.
Oh, Larry Johnson tells the Kansas City Star he wants out of Kansas City. Oh, my God. Oh, how will they ever go?
Running back Larry Johnson from Penn State, right?
Yeah. He's a psycho. Do not follow him on Twitter.
No.
Yeah. He is a crazy person.
So extra
I think they were fine. So wasn't that Priest Holmes right after Larry Johnson?
Priest Holmes was before Larry Johnson.
Right?
Priest? Yeah. No, really? God,
yes.
Old.
Yeah.
We're old. I was like...
All right, so Oregon leading or Oregon trailing 10-7. Hey, guess who? Dez Bryant again. I think he got hurt like first drive of the third quarter or something, if I remember right. So Oregon deciding not to cover anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah.
The fucking Aliotti's defense, man. Just.
Yeah.
It oh, my God. Look at these option plays. They just keep running wide option.
Yeah. That was not a speedy option there.
What a different time. What a different time.
By the way, TJ Ward and Pat Chung, the D-Boys, Thurman, the Bird. Yeah, give the
end around
to Jameer Holland because he's
Holland. The best.
Do
you know what's
green?
Is watching this game. Is there is not a single player on the Oregon roster now that was alive during this?
Yeah,
totally.
Like not even close. Like just.
So they just ran a 4th-and-3 quarterback draw with Masoli.
Yeah,
and it go figure. It didn't work at all. Jeez. What do you think about these jerseys? I got one on right now. I got Aaron Flugrad's on right now. If you're watching our stream of this, I am wearing the.
They're one of those Flugrad things jersey. That when I look at them on this, 20 years removed.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they're fine. But as a weekly occurrence, the diamond plate. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, it was enough.
That was the equivalent of the lower back tattoo. It was. Come on.
There's your pick by TJ Ward. Huge play. Oregon trailing by 10 at the time.
I got lucky on the Dez calling that an incomplete pass on that touchdown.
Might have been a penalty. Zach Robinson. Throw it behind Dez.
Well, at least they knew the game plan.
Remember the old bend but don't break thing? And he missed the field goal. There you go. So Oregon
trailing by 10.
I do watch this game a little sad that is the Pacific Life Holiday Bowl because I really remember the Culligan Holiday Bowl. And there's nothing better than the office cooler water bottle company sponsoring a bowl game Culligan.
All right, field goal blocked.
Of course.
Oregon was so fucking trash in the first half of this game.
Nice hit. Damn. Nice little stick.
Looked like Tuku Afu. Zach Robinson just throwing darts to Dez Bryant.
Again, that's a smart team does. Just feed your guy that's the freak out there.
Yeah. He's so good. Oh, that's it.
And then, yeah.
That's the injury right there. So three and a half minutes left. In the first half, Dez Bryant goes down, and the game changes. Yep. That was a fourth down option run.
I didn't even see did his cleat kind of get stuck in the turf there? And
it looked like it, yeah. Yep.
On that hit, yeah.
Oregon now getting those short runs for first downs. 3rd-and-10, muscle legend.
No, you can't. You got to contain Masoli.
Yeah, baby. He's going to run.
You can't run by him.
So 2 minutes left in the first half, a little screen to JJ. Sweet feet.
God, the screen was really a staple of early chip offense here.
Totally. Is that Dixon? Look like it.
A little hold there, not called. Thank you.
Sure did look like it.
Yeah.
Solely incomplete on the sideline, so settle for a field goal. It was a decent goal, I think, and he pushed it.
Yeah, miss it.
That's about right. That's how this first half should end because Oregon was very bad during it. They did not deserve points. All right, start of the second half. I think this was a big return, if I'm right.
Looks like it.
Thurmond. Does he house it?
He broke the kicker's ankles and no, just short.
Yeah, real close though. Yep. So WT3, flip the script. Then here is your first of three Jeremiah Masoli touchdown runs in this game. Spoiler alert, he gets two more.
I mean, we all love Masoli, but looking back on this game already, it's like maybe you should probably just hand the ball off to Johnson and Blunt a little more instead of you keeping these read options.
Yeah, we have seen zero of Blunt so far, by the way.
Yeah. It's like, maybe you feature the guy that's a freak out there, too. Give him the ball.
So Dez Bryant back in the game, but he's clearly hobbled and slow. Like, not even really running routes. He's basically a decoy.
He's walking right there in the middle of the field.
Yep. Jeez, that's a hell of a catch, by the way. So there's Dez with a catch anyways. Goes down immediately. Like, Jairus Byrd, you can't cover a one-legged Dez Bryant. There's your pick. That's big. Speaking of Jairus Byrd. House it, dude. Somebody block.
Does Dez, is this his final game? Does he go to the NFL right after this?
Yeah.
So that's a good question.
Is that Terrence Scott? Mm-hmm. Looks like Terrence Scott. Three, is that Harper? A pick by Masoli.
Bad throw by Masoli there.
You really see everything that was Jeremiah Masoli in this game.
Yes.
Like, arm punts in the first half, horrible interception.
And so this was sophomore year Dez Bryant.
Didn't he go pro after this, though?
You can't do it after your sophomore year.
Back then, though, couldn't you?
No.
Oh, here's the hit.
Yep. And crumpled.
Boom! Oh. Brain scrambled.
He is ejected. He is ejected. Now,
I was going to say 100% a flag there, right?
Yeah.
Even though, if I remember right, seeing the replays, it was a legal hit shoulder to shoulder, wasn't it?
It was.
So, yeah. But
no, they didn't throw a flag. Good.
No, but like in today's game, that's instantly getting a flag and then they'll review it.
Run. Yeah. So immediately after the Zach Robinson hit by TJ Ward, Masoli runs through a guy for a touchdown.
Dez Bryant's stat, which is true stats in his true sophomore year.
Which was this year.
Yep. 87 catches, 1,480 yards, which equals out to 17 yards reception, 19 touchdowns, and 114 yards a game receiving.
God damn.
His junior year, 17 receptions, 323 yards. Clearly, he got injured and just packed it up.
Huh.
Yeah. That's an insane year. Almost like 20 receiving touchdowns is crazy.
God, just think if you're an Oklahoma State fan. I mean, you're ranked 13 here in this bowl. You got Dez coming back next year. You got to be flying high like, maybe national championship contenders.
Yep.
And then, you get that stat line out of Dez for the season.
All right, so Oregon now trailing after Oklahoma State just scored. So 24-21. Now Blunt's in the game. Masoli, that's a backwards pass. That's definitely a fumble.
Stupid play call.
And Masoli not making a good pass. Looked like mail dropping it, too. But Oregon defense sort of steps up, 3rd and 14, and you get the sack. Big stuff. Is that Sonny Harris? How do I know these people?
God. I don't know. King knows fucking guys from 93 that go to Grambling State. It's somewhere in your mind.
It was a safety.
Masoli now starting to find people. Got Scott. Then he's got Dixon. Driving. So Oregon's still trailing. There's another touchdown for Masoli.
The shoulder pads and all the diamond plating they are popping in this game. The reflections
Look at Braga right now. His shoulders are popping.
Yeah. If you're watching the stream, this is a treat.
You're looking like the jackpot that the crab in Moana had.
Yep.
We just need to start singing Shiny with you.
Yes. I'm Jermaine from Flight of the Conchords.
They just showed Dez is still
play backwards pass, forward pass. Yeah, Dez caught a pass, by the
way. He's still in the game in the fourth quarter here. He's
crazy.
So.
But he's like, he can barely run. Like, he can't cut.
No.
Remember, it was the Dennis Dixon thing, right? Like, he can't cut from side to side. He's just running straight.
He goes straight.
Still can't stop him.
You send him on streaks.
So Oregon leading 28-24. Oklahoma State driving here. Inside the five. Gets a first
blow your fucking
down.
Whistle.
Zach Robinson, QB sneak. That's a touchdown. God, this was a hell of a fucking game, by the way. This is more back and forth than I remember it being. So Zach Robinson, QB sneak touchdown.
Again, and also a lot of mistakes from Oregon, you know.
Yeah.
Interception, a fumble, miss, blocked field goal. It's like.
We're just sort of used to it, though.
I know. It's.
Yeah. So here's Masoli, an option keeper. Oregon trailing. It looks like he fumbled it, but. Hand off. Now Blunt's in the game.
And then finally.
Wait, is that Blunt? Nope, that's JJ.
Nope. 24.
So JJ led the Ducks in rushing. Jason Williams. If you're a football boy, he's good.
Boy, that 4 years of that with Jason Williams of just, God, if he could catch a football.
Iron hands. So second and 10 now. Masoli. Touchdown.
Who is that?
Jason Williams.
Oh, Jason Williams.
Caught a football.
He caught it.
Nice little throw by Masoli.
I mean, in our eyes, Jason Williams was supposed to be what Dez Bryant is for Oklahoma State in this game.
1,000%.
That's what.
Yeah. So Oregon leading by 4 now. Then the defense decides they want to play Cole Linehan, Will Tukuafu. Again, this 2018 was my team, man.
We know what they're not really showing. We haven't seen a lot of from Oklahoma State is them running the football.
Yeah, like at all.
At all. They had one in that first drive.
Any guesses on how many passes Zach Robinson threw? Attempts?
I mean, the way have they're not running the ball at all, I'm going to say pushing 54. There's
I'll say 31.
I'm going to say 45.
Zach Robinson threw 50 passes in this game.
Yeah.
So there's Blunt with a big run. Inside the Masoli. Five. Masoli hands off to Blunt. He looks short. Definitely short. So that brings up a fourth down. What do you do, Bilotti?
Oh, that guy called a touchdown at the bottom.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, let's review that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's short by a lot.
Yeah, wasn't even close, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's up 2 yards
where they put the ball. Then fourth down, Blunt stuffed.
Just classic Oregon. Classic Oregon stuff at the time right here was that.
So Oregon leading by 4. By the way, kick a field goal, you're up 7. So you're dumb, Bilotti?
Ice that fucking game.
Jeez. All right, so Oregon gets the ball back. 3.5 minutes left. Masoli runs for a first down on 3rd and 6. That's big. Then I think here's the Blunt run. Yep.
Yeah. And he
hurdles a guy, stiff arms a guy, carries a guy like 10 yards.
What was Oregon's record? I thought, were they 9-3? Is that what it said?
Yes. That's a.
What were the
back when 10 win seasons were a big deal?
Did something.
Not anymore.
Can you imagine not winning 10 games in a season?
Poverty
programs.
2022 Oregon won 10 games in a Holiday Bowl. We were all like, boo, boring,
horrible season.
First year head coach. Maybe he should be fired. Not really, but.
Nobody said that. 42.
Yeah, this were all.
They're just.
This were all jacked up on. Yeah, Bilotti exiting off a 10 win season in a Holiday Bowl victory.
Yeah, this led into the golden parachute.
Yep.
Yeah, Zach Robinson just chucking.
Dez still in the game till the bitter end.
Yep, good for him. Look at Darren Thomas holding DT. The Gatorade bath. Darren Thomas, JJ, Blunt.
Yep.
Got him.
Blunt,
I will say.
Your Blunt's happy now until the first game of the next year.
Victory formation.
Yeah.
he's real happy right now.
I will say, until this graphic popped up in the first half, I did not know that Bilotti, I don't remember Bilotti this being his like last announced game. In my head, that was like a week later where they did the whole thing. Yeah. That's, huh.
Oof. So Oregon winning eventually with physicality. So.
Just like always, boys.
Good times, baby.
Well, we're used to, I mean, we saw that they clearly ran an air raid offense there. Like they were not running the football.
Oregon?
No, Texas Tech.
Oklahoma State.
I mean, we're...
Zach Robinson was chucking. Yes.
Yeah.
So it was Zach Robinson chucking or running speed option. Which yeah, that is was the... just. That's the only run play you have?
Like, we didn't see every play from them.
Yeah.
But that's the only plays we saw was chucking or, yeah, those slow developing speed options.
So weird. Yeah.
Football. The good old days of football.
Google tells me in the chat that the Niners fired Mike Martz on that day in 2008.
I also saw it looked like Mike Martz was their
coach.
Yeah. Looks like Shanahan got fired from wherever he was at the time.
Is that Denver?
Had to be
Denver. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mike Martz was a 49er?
Right.
Was he he's just coordinator? Oh,
he must have been a coordinator. Yeah. He was not their head coach. So,
who would have been their head coach? You know these players.
What's this? Mariucci?
Was it Mariucci
back then? Maybe.
Not a chance.
Yeah, I don't know. 2008 Niners head coach. I don't know off the top of my head.
Oh, I know.
Broncos,
he wore a tie. Hand, he, so yeah. he wore a tie.
Nolan? Was it Nolan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys remember a brief time when people were like, Oregon, bring Mike Nolan home to be your DC?
Yep.
Fuck, man.
Is Nolan even coaching anything? Anywhere?
No, he's terrible. He was not good.
He was terrible, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah. And that doesn't necessarily preclude you from being a head coach. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people fall up. So.
And guess what? Your shtick of rocking like your full suit on the sideline, it works if you can win some football games. Yeah.
Mike Nolan is the Michigan Panthers head coach and has been since 2023.
Oh,
Michigan
all right.
Panthers. All right.
He was the Cowboys DC in 2020.
What's the league that they play in? The Michigan Panthers.
Was it not the USFL?
Is it?
UFL.
UFL, whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the knockoff USFL. UFL. Okay.
Oh no, they compete. It's confusing. They compete in the UFL as a member of the USFL conference.
Ah, okay.
All right.
That tracks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Sure.
He's still working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I went and ate some Mexican food earlier, and they had a Mexican football game on, like football, American football. And it was like a Mexican league of football. And there's like this like ex college coach or whatever coaching there, and I'm like, hey, there's a football job for you somewhere. Like someone, if you've been a coach, someone will hire you somewhere. So
how was the level of football of the Mexican football league?
I thought it was high school. Like they're real bad, like real bad. It was crazy. That's what I thought at first. I'm like, is there a high school game on? Cause this looks real cheap. So yeah, they were bad at football. It's okay. They're playing.
That's all that matters. They're playing the game.
That's it. Any final thoughts on Oregon, Oklahoma State 2008? Again, led to Blatty retiring, golden parachute, Chip Kelly takes over. First game next year, they lose to Boise famously. LaMichael James becomes a college football Hall of Famer from then on. So is this peak Masoli? Or was that next year? Maybe War for the Roses.
Next year. It was the USC game. The USC game. Okay. The Friday night game was his
Mona
Lisa.
yeah, was this like the second half of this game sort of the, oh, this is what he can do? So
yes, because if anyone is, yeah, if anyone's bored, you can look at like the 2008 game by game stats. Like the game against UCLA, I think Masoli rushed for like 200 yards and they kind of kicked the shit out of UCLA. He literally passed for like 22 on like, yeah, 9 passes. Yeah. Like that offense was pretty gruesome for, yes, large stretches of the year.
Yeah, we like put Jason Williams and Jeff Mail on pedestals because like they were really bad at throwing the football and they did, they were the guys who did anything.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, everybody. This was a blast. Follow our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. If you want to watch live when we do streams, TSB Twitch, .tv/TSBpod, and also find our streams on YouTube because I post them there. Sportsbury, everywhere. Just find us. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.